Fashion Lab on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to the Fashion Lab again. I was about to sing a song there, but I'm going to hold the music. My name is Lisa Gumba Regisford, and on today's show, we will be talking about fashion etiquette. Yeah, you heard me. So we will be talking about why you can't wear that red sweater and the gladiator heels to the beach like you did last week, because at the beach, there is sand, and in sand, you cannot walk in heels, right?
Absolutely. So only in Brazil.
Yeah. So what is the point of a beautiful dress or a delicious pair of high heel stilettos if you can't even wear the right shoe at the right time, in the right place, in the right way? So obviously we know that fashion fades, style is eternal freedom, but I still insist that there's got to be rules within freedom in this style story. So let's be free within the freedom rules. And on this show, we will be focusing on different dynamics of the fashion industry in Africa through a variety of our subject matter, which is fashion etiquette. Some choose to call it style etiquette. We just want to make sure that we can play a role in having these conversations on air so we can grow and develop the African fashion industry. Sitting with me in studio is my co-host, Mowick Peterson.
Good afternoon, fashionista.
And he is wearing a baby blue quelque chose comme ça. Could you just explain to our listeners what you're wearing?
What I'm wearing today is, Liz, I told you the story. It's very plain, but yet still a little bit classic. You know, it's a baby blue suit pants with my baby blue waistcoat and a check red blue navy check shirt, and I've got on my patat. We call it a patat in South Africa because the hair is in a bit of a mess because the stylist is on vacation.
I love it.
I mean, you look fantastic too, Lizzie.
Thank you. It's been so hot. So today I'm wearing my bralette. You know, I always like to have a jacket over, but the fact that I'm not wearing a jacket tells you how hot it is around here. So I'm wearing this little bralette. It's a Liz O bralette and a skirt from my last season. It's a beautiful, just kind of high waist.
And I love the colors. Miniskirt. I love the colors.
Thank you. At least I'm not so bright yellow today. Anyway, we will also be joined in studio by our senior trend analyst, Nicola Cooper, with the Trend Report. And before we move further, I just want to ask you, Mowick, because you're in studio with us. What does fashion etiquette mean to you?
Fashion etiquette to me, really, it's how you wear your own clothing. You know, we are speaking about having a particular aesthetic, each of us as an individual. But at the end of the day, it's how you carry your clothing. For example, the way you're wearing the outfit you have on, your bralette and your pencil skirt.
No, it's not a pencil.
Not pencil skirt, but you know what I'm saying, Liz. It's how you wear it. It's in a particular way how you're sitting. You know, it has a lot to do on your overall look of your particular outfit that you're wearing.
So it's not just about clothes.
It's not just about clothing. No. Do you think someone else can pull off this that I have on?
I don't know. Like you said, it's about the demeanor as well. Because really, I know that I've seen people in beautiful, beautiful dresses, but there's just something that kind of looks or feels off of what they're wearing.
Because the dress is wearing them.
Yes. Yeah. And sometimes it's not even that the dress is bad. It's I don't know what it is, but we're going to be talking about this so we can actually get to the bottom of it. Before we go on, I just want to share my 5 tips on fashion etiquette. My 5 top things I just can't stand.
I'm sure yours is that we yours need to is on another level, trust me.
According to what I believe fashion etiquette means. Now, my number one is, if the spandex dress is swallowing your curves and your hips and all of the things, please give it away. That just got to go. My number 2 is, if you have to pull your dress down all the time, all evening long, please give it back to Shaniqua. It does not belong to you.
But why do people do that?
Because it's short, yes. And I am like the girl who's got, when I wear minis, I mean like I am on mini town, okay? But the idea is, if you're wearing it, don't pull it down. It becomes so uncomfortable. It becomes so distasteful. And now we are all looking
at you.
And we don't even care about the beautiful short dress you're wearing. Now, my number 3 is, if you're wearing high heels, don't stand straight. Because, no, seriously, there's the high heels girls who are like, I'm in the high 10-inch heels. But then they've kind of created a V shape and not the number 11. When you look at them from the back, do we know what we are talking about here?
I know exactly.
So when you stand and you're legs are not like kind of on the shape of 11 and they're kind of on V, then honestly I'm suggesting,
and then there comes the duck walk. Go back, the duck
go
walk?
Back to flats. Yeah, of course that also comes with that.
Is there school maybe for real?
No schools. Just go back to flats. And then my number four is, if you're wearing sequin in the sun, please do not forget to carry a case of sunglasses for everybody and their mama too, because I'm sure a sunglass hat can help us on this one, because it's too bright in the sun with your shining dress. And now it's reflecting. I love it, but I don't wear it in the sun. Oh. I wear it in the evening. I think sequin, I'm a sequin fan.
So it's only for the evening. That's what you're saying.
I think it's only for the evening and the dark when the sun's not shining and people don't need reflective sort of help, you know? I mean, your sequin in the sun is unbearable, please. In the night only. And then my last point, my number five, is just because it's trending does not mean it's good for you.
Absolutely.
People need to start focusing on who are you, what's your personality, and what type of work or what do you do for a living, and what makes you feel comfortable, and what makes you look good. Because obviously when you look good, you feel good. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like enough, ladies, with the whole, oh, it's trending. It's not for everyone when it's trending, please. I beg. Be stylish. Stylish is not trend.
Have an aesthetic. It still boils down to me. Have an aesthetic. Have your own look and feel. If Liz has on a bralette, please don't think you can also, you know, she's wearing a décolletage piece. No, for real.
Anyway, lastly, our contributors will also be joining us on the show. We will be having Mile High Fashion with Lynn Jasmine. We'll also be speaking with Edgy Benson with his Echoes from New York. Keep your tweets coming. Share with us what fashion etiquette really means to you, or style etiquette. We're at Fashion Lab AF on Twitter. And another quick reminder before we jump in is my favorite segment is called Who Would You Want to Dress and Why? And it comes at the end of the show. And I'd like to just ask you to feel free and share with us your who's and your whys. I mean, you could stand a chance to join us on the show next week, or to experience something amazing with the Fashion Lab crew. Now, today we are joined in studio by special guests. We've got an entrepreneur and etiquette coach with over 12 years experience in the protocol and etiquette area. Wow. We've got Tidi Malo Kobane. Welcome to the show. We also will be joined by another etiquette expert, author, and certified speaker professional, Jacqueline Whitmore. So I'd love to have you keep your tweets coming. We want to engage further. And before we get into conversations with Tidi Malo, who's joining us in studio, looking fabulous.
Absolutely.
In fuchsia and purple. I don't know who puts this together. Could you please just share with
you
us
must have the
what
confidence.
You're wearing, Tidi
you
Malo?
You must. I'm even in the lip color too.
Tidi, welcome to the show, and please
share with us
what you're wearing.
I'm wearing what I'll call a formal smart dress, not a business formal, but a formal smart dress and jacket in fuchsia and pink, and I'm wearing it's in royal colors.
Very nice.
I guess it's royalty has arrived.
It's royalty.
Very
nice.
Yes.
You look beautiful, Tidi.
Thank you.
Look beautiful.
Thank you.
Tidi, you obviously, for those who are listening as well, I just want to quickly explain that Tidi Malo Kobane is an entrepreneur. She's an etiquette coach with over 12 years experience in the protocol and etiquette arena. She's worked with la crème de la crème of the top presidents, government employees, ambassadors, corporates, and even Olympians. And she's currently mentoring 7 companies. Welcome to the show, Tidi. Now, before we go on with more detail around your work, what is fashion etiquette to you? What is it, according to Tidi? What is fashion etiquette?
Okay. Before I describe fashion etiquette, I want to say what etiquette is.
Yes.
Etiquette, in simple term, is manners. But the difference between manners and etiquette is manners is what society expects you to do or how to behave. Etiquette takes it a further. It's the extent, the how, and the why you're supposed to be doing that. So that's etiquette. It's manners, but it's manners into the how and the when you're supposed to be doing certain things. So with fashion, it will be, fashion comes, fashion goes, fashion is seasonal. Fashion is, like you've said, that it's how you feel in your clothes, how you look. You have to look fabulous, but it's pointless if you look fabulous in the wrong attire at the wrong event.
Wow. So you can basically have manners, but you may not qualify for the etiquette.
For the etiquette, yes.
So etiquette is something separate that you have to also add on to be able to make your manners.
Yeah, it's situational.
Etiquette friendly.
And then, as you said, you know, fashion is a seasonal thing, and it's really all about manners and how we carry ourselves.
Yes.
Could I still, because society... in today's day and age, it's so hard on us, you know, in terms of how we must dress. For example, if I'm a young black African man, I'm not allowed to have a hat on indoors. But, you know, the hat is actually completing my look. But I think my manners is still of, it's still me. You know, I'm still polite. I'm still a gentleman. But how is that seen, for example, in an old generation? Or, for example, I go into a big meeting with the government officials, will they still see that same respect if I walk in the way I'm dressed now with my hat?
Basically, I mean, I always get that answer, that question. And mm-hmm. basically what I say, you must be able to differentiate between what is business etiquette and what is social etiquette. You must yes. be able to navigate between the two. With business etiquette, you can't wear a hat in a meeting. With social etiquette, maybe you'll be able to wear a hat in a certain meeting. But also, it depends on the industry mm-hmm. that you're working in. Mm-hmm. I can't walk like how I'm dressed, nicely, smart, formal, into an ad agency meeting because I will look inappropriate because the style there is semi-formal or it's not formal at all. So you must be able to navigate between where you are mm-hmm. in terms of business or in terms of social. Then you'll be able to know what to wear or not. But also, you must do your homework yes. all the time. Mm-hmm. You must know what is happening here, who are the hosts, who will be there, so that you're able to blend mm-hmm. and dress appropriately.
So that is etiquette, fashion etiquette.
That's etiquette, yes.
Wow. Titi, with an etiquette career that started 20 years ago, how critical is the role that you play as an entrepreneur and etiquette coach in the world of professionals? Because obviously we are all professionals. Mm-hmm. And there are certain things, like now, one of the things you mentioned is you can, in what you're wearing today, which I think could be, if I was to go and close some sort of deal, I would wear what you're wearing today. But to you, that's not it. That's not a deal closer. Tell me, how important is what you do as an etiquette expert?
Yeah.
What type of role does it play yeah. in any professional's career?
Yeah. I always say that entrepreneurs or people in business, most of them understand the content, understand exactly. For example, you in fashion, you'll be able to sell what you make. But I say etiquette is those small, soft issues that you might ignore, but they're very, very important. For mm-hmm. example, if I went to a meeting, then I've got my pitch, you know, it's good, I'm going to nail it. But I get there, I'm eating chewing gum. I get there, I'm dressed inappropriately. I get there, I'm loud, and I'm doing funny things. Mm-hmm. They will listen to me. But the things that they'll remember, first impression, last. The things that they remember is how I behaved. Mm-hmm. The next thing, you don't get the deal. You said, but I nailed it. I understood what I do. But they looked at you, they said, he or she can't be the part.
Yeah.
So it's those soft issues. They might not look important, but they're very critical in closing a business.
Yeah. Because I think people also want to associate themselves with people that looks like them. So, for example, if you're going into the business, into the corporate world, you know what I'm saying? And you have on your full suit and people take you serious in that industry because you look like them and you give that feel that you are part of them. Instead of coming there with the shorts and flops and just a little t-shirt, I mean, they really won't take you serious at all. They're like, where do you come from? And even like you're saying, even if your pitch was immaculate and you nailed it and you know, everything was on point, but it's how you look at the end of the day.
It's how
too.
You look. First impression, last. Yes.
I find it such a hard balance because of the fact that I've never worked in the corporate world in my whole life.
Or you've never been told what to wear.
And I've never been told that I can't wear what, because I'm like, listen, my name's Liz, I am style, and this is how we go. Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things that I find is a very thin line, but also could be very confusing or very challenging, is as a style lover, or as a person who represents style, when I walk into a space, it's about how I feel. Am I comfortable? I still care about respect, so I want to make sure that, you know, if I'm walking into an environment like even here at Cliff, I don't want to wear, there's certain things I wouldn't wear here, but you might find me wearing them somewhere else when I'm on holiday in Thailand. And so mm-hmm. what I'm saying is, it's just what my look today, I feel, is professional. If I had a little jacket on, what would you say about this look? No, I'm just saying, because I'm just listening to you, yeah, Titi, and I'm thinking,
she's
wow,
she's
yeah, Liz, it's professional for this environment. But for example, if you're looking for funding and you walked into a bank, or if you are to be invited to a black tie affair and you walk like that, you'll be inappropriate.
And that's what etiquette says.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
But I sometimes those long legs of Liz, they sometimes close the deal for us. I'm just kidding.
You know what? I got to speak to some fashion industry business owners who run their businesses, and I've definitely got a few people who had a few things to say. We spoke to fashion designer for Luna, Dominique Lagrange, and this is what she had to say about fashion etiquette.
Hi, my name is Dominique Lagrange, designer for Luna Clothing. Luna is an established South African label with a focus on craftsmanship, quality, and fine natural fabrics. Fashion etiquette is something our customers appreciate. They are aware of how quality clothing should fit and feel. They tend to look for a classic, long-lasting garment above flash fashion. Something else to consider is the impact that your clothing has. Fast fashion may be cheap, but think about the life of the person who made it. Consider what you would like to represent. Our customers love to know they are purchasing something handmade, special, and support local industry at the same time. Get your clothing altered to fit perfectly. And remember, a perfect fit doesn't mean that it's skin tight. A garment that skims the body rather than clings is always more flattering. Lycra and spandex aren't great for office attire. And if a dress is made for clubbing, try not to wear it to work. Tip of the day, your clothes don't need to be shiny for your outfit to stand out.
Talk about shining clothes again. I mean, I love shining things, but...
And you just mentioned it now.
Yes, and obviously we have different tastes and stuff. We are now, as we continue, obviously we're talking about fashion etiquette, and that was fashion designer for Luna, Dominique. And that's, like I said, the good thing about style etiquette is everybody have different tips, different ways of what they believe represents fashion etiquette. What fashion etiquette means to me might be a bit different from Morwick, but that's why we also have the experts in the house.
Absolutely.
I would also want to now introduce etiquette expert, author, and certified speaking professional Jacqueline Whitmore, who has helped thousands of people around the world learn to be more confident and courteous in business and social situations. She's an etiquette expert, author, and she's obviously also a speaking professional. She's founder of the Protocol School of Palm Beach, a premier business etiquette consulting firm dedicated to helping exclusives polish their professionalism.
Wow.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Hello, Liz.
Welcome to the show, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm well, and you?
We are good, and we are happy, and we are excited because we want to just get to the bottom of this whole...
Of this whole etiquette thing.
This etiquette
thing. Because we are confused.
Jacqueline, as a fashion industry professional, one may ask where etiquette applies. Tell us a bit about your book, Poised for Success, and how we can also apply some of the qualities that distinguish outstanding professionals in our fashion businesses today.
Well, I wrote Poised for Success particularly for individuals who wanted to create better relationships in business. And part of putting your best foot forward, Liz, is also dressing the part. And as Titi said, there are many types of clothing out there. And depending on your industry, depending on who you're dealing with every day, you're going to have to dress the part. For example, I always say you dress for the client's comfort, not for your own comfort.
Wow.
Jacqueline, I'm sure you had a bit of our conversation just a few minutes ago with Titi, where Titi looks very smartly dressed. She looks professional to me. And she just knocked off this outfit saying, this is for today for you guys, not for the boardroom, not for closing the deal. And, you know, so the whole dressing appropriately is That's the hard part of it. And that's the part where we really need to start mm-hmm. paying a bit more attention. And it's funny how TD also emphasized earlier that it's those little, that thin line could Absolutely. Put you in squad A or corner B.
Yeah.
Where you go home with nothing, or with no deal, because of the fact that you actually, they just think you do not have etiquette, and they just feel like you do not qualify for whatever it is that they are offering. How do you draw a line? I remember meeting with you not too long ago when you were here doing your work, and you looked elegant all the time. And there's a night we were looking at clothes and I was suggesting, and I even brought her, Mormit, you don't even know, TD knows. Yeah. I brought Jacqueline to the showroom and I said, we're going to have to dress you. We're going to have to zhuzh you up. And guess what I was trying to dress her in for her next day's speaking? And she just had to, can we just say, decline, but with respect.
gracefully
and respectfully
decline
and say,
decline.
You know what, for what I'm doing tomorrow, it's not going to work. Let's talk about how you are able to, you know, kind of just identify between, you know, this event and that event, and what I can wear, and why is the slit so high? Should the slit be more on the back? You know, talk to us a bit about that.
Okay. Well, first of all, I so enjoyed being in your showcase and seeing your beautiful clothes. I always consider my audience before I choose an outfit. And so I know you wanted to make me look as good as I could possibly look, and I appreciate that. However, when you're a professional speaker, you want your audience to concentrate on what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And not necessarily what you're wearing. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it's very important what you're wearing. However, it has to complement what you're saying. And I was teaching a group of business executives, so I had to dress more serious and not as fun and flamboyant. Now, I have that personality, just like you do, Liz. I love to dress up and I love to wear color and be fun. However, the audience and the location, we were in a very, very, I guess, a conservative type of hotel. So what I decided to do was dress in the outfit that I had brought from the United States. But what I did was I added your jewelry, your accessories to my outfit. So it gave it a little pizzazz. It made it pop. But yet it didn't detract from what I was trying to say. And I think a lot of people, particularly women, when they go into the boardroom, they want to be heard. They don't want to be known for the high slit that they have in their skirt or the low-cut blouse that they might have on. I highly discourage that.
Wow. TD, what do you have to say or to add on to that? Because it feels like we're having the same conversation again. What do you have to add on to that?
I think I agree with Jacqueline that you have to dress appropriately, and people must remember what you said. And they could remember what you wore if it's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
But I had another one to throw into a mix. Being in Africa, we always have an issue of when the dress code is black tie, for example. People will say, but black tie is colonial. Black tie is... It's colonial. Why should you wear colonial clothes and all that stuff? When somebody invites you and say it's black tie. And when it's not, yes, it's colonial, but it's black tie. And you have to respect your host. He's inviting you into his occasion for a particular reason, and because he's got particular people for a particular function, and that's how you want to dress. So you can't choose what you want to dress. But we also say in Africa, black tie and traditional. Traditional is always easy for women because black tie is ultra smart. So women can wear long dresses, stylish long dresses to match the black tie. But I found that when it comes to men, somebody will wear, everybody knows what Madiba shirt is. Jacqueline, Madiba shirt, it's a colorful shirt, it's long-sleeved, and a former president used to wear Madiba shirts. But if you are wearing a Madiba shirt and everybody else is wearing black tie.
Yeah, suit.
You look inappropriate.
Yeah.
So even for men, if they say black tie or traditional, try to look for a traditional outfit that fits the standard of
the occasion.
Of black tie, of the occasion. Yeah, that's what I wanted to
Jacqueline,
say.
Jacqueline, it's Moe Kim. In terms of, you know, we are speaking about, you know, how one wears your clothing and where you wear your clothing to and being appropriate. But again, I look at confidence in wearing your clothing and how you bring, and because like you were saying too, if you walk into and you're having a corporate event that you're busy speaking or, and you know, and even if you have on this powerful suit, but I mean, if you don't speak with confidence or you don't carry it with confidence, how important is it, Jacqueline, that one should have a particular type of confidence when wearing a particular outfit to a particular event?
It's extremely important to have confidence with what you're wearing. And that's why it's important to find out what the dress code is for the particular client that you're going to see. And then you can add your own personality. For example, if I were to meet with an attorney or an accountant, I wouldn't wear my pink suit. I love my pink suit, but I would wear my blue suit, but yet it would be in the style that I'm comfortable with. It wouldn't be too boxy. It wouldn't be too big. It would fit appropriately. And I might even wear a pink blouse underneath my blue suit. So it gives that pop of color and it still shows my personality. So sometimes depending on the industry, you have to think about that industry, but also don't lose yourself when you're dressing.
Absolutely.
Incorporate your personality. And it might be a necklace. It might be a tie. It might be a pair of socks for men. So I always say, don't lose your personality, but also incorporate it in what you're wearing.
Jacqueline, you know how like in the fashion industry, also, there's a lot of one of the things that I believe resonates with a lot of fashion industry professionals is that, yes, we were born to stand out, not to fit in. Now, when we walk into a space from a fashion perspective, it's about your individuality. It's about so what happens is I've realized, and as we're talking about fashion etiquette, it's actually important that we are hearing from the experts when it comes to etiquette, but we are also sharing what actually happens in our industry, and we have to finish this show knowing where we actually draw balance so that we don't lose out on opportunity you know, in the future. So one of the things that I know, even as a fashion industry professional, I've seen Morwick do it, and I've seen a lot of, I don't even have to call names, is you walk into a space and your individuality is celebrated more than anything else.
Absolutely.
So you're actually in the best space when you are so confident and not confused and very clear about, this is brand Liz, this is how I look, you will always see this, you will, this is your signature look and everything.
I love that.
So what happens is, I'm just even trying to, like I said, is it's good to talk about these things and be able to find a way that we can create a balance, because we don't live in a cave, we live in the world. And in the world, we are also in business. And we may not even realize that some of these things, maybe when I go into a boardroom and walk in a certain thing, maybe I've lost some some deal because of my individuality that I walked in with, standing out and not fitting in. So I think it's just nice. What we're trying to do is draw a line, but to also be honest about how we operate in our space. In our space, if you walk into a room and you fit in, you almost are like, who is she? What's her style aesthetic? What? What's her signature look? What? What does she represent? Titi, do you want to say something?
It's tricky for us. Sorry, Titi. It's tricky for us, especially when we in the fashion industry. I think a lot, especially when it comes to the fashion industry. You know, when you say you are in the fashion industry, and I put in parentheses that the word fashion, it comes with a lot. Like, people expect you to come
and
rocked
stand out.
And stand out. I mean, Liz and I, again, she said, we've gone to very big board meetings, you know, and every time when we walk in, I mean, it's like the whole company wants to come from stairs and flights and flights and stairs to come and see us. And the next time we go for the meeting and we maybe just dress down a bit, they're like, no,
what happened?
Are you guys okay? Like, are you sick? Like, what is going on?
Do you want to say something about that?
Yeah, what I wanted to say is most probably 80% of your time you are in fashion industry. You are with your own colleague. You are with people mm-hmm. who understand you.
Yeah.
Then maybe 10% of the time, if you go, you want to go to the bank at some point to go and, you know, source some funding for a business. You are a businesswoman who happens to be in a fashion business. The question that you must ask yourself is, what is your objective? Why are you going to the bank? You go into the bank to get funds. Somebody must fund you. And somebody must look at you and say, I'm investing my money in somebody very serious.
Mm-hmm.
So you must be able to navigate that. Yes, you are in a fashion business. That's who you are. But the reason you are there as a businesswoman looking for funds to support your business. So it's being able to, it's a compromise issue. It's being able to compromise, but being able to balance and being able to be appropriate when supposed to, and being able to say to yourself, what is my objective today?
Absolutely.
And define your objective, and depending on your objective, act appropriately.
Absolutely.
Wow.
I love what it is.
Jacqueline, we'd love to hear from you.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. And I also want to say with what you said, Liz, if you can establish a signature piece, for example, I have a friend here in the States who is known for her beautiful shoes. She wears the most beautiful shoes. And then I have another friend who's known for her pen. Even Madeleine Albright was known for the beautiful pens that she used to wear. And everyone used to look forward to seeing what pen she would wear next. So I agree with Titi very, very much. And I also agree with you in that if you can incorporate a signature piece that makes you stand out, but yet does not detract from your message, then if you can figure that out,
Absolutely.
Then you've got it going on.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Jacqueline, it's so good talking to you, and obviously we'll keep in touch to continue to get some tips from you. We also have Titi on the side, but what is the one tip you can leave our listeners with when it comes to etiquette?
Oh, goodness. There are so many. I think it's important to be confident and mm-hmm. to find out what your style is. And if that means hiring a stylist to help you figure out what your style is, by all means, do it. Because a lot of times we can't figure out what our style is. And sometimes you need a little bit of help. And there's nothing wrong with seeking the help of a professional to capture your personality and to help you define what that style is. So don't be afraid to seek professional help when it comes to dealing with people in the business world or even in the fashion world.
Mm. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so,
so
much. How can our listeners connect with you? Are you on Twitter? Are you on Instagram? A website?
I am. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and I also have a website, which is etiquetteexpert.com.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for your time. We've actually got a caller on the line. If you have a minute to hold, let's just see what the caller would like to...
Please, Jacqueline.
To how Certainly. The caller would like to contribute. Just, we've got a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling into the show and joining us on this intense conversation around
etiquette
fashion
and
etiquette.
Style.
Yes.
And what...
Your
what,
question, do you have a particular question to ask us or to contribute or...?
I haven't been listening. I've been listening to how passionate your conversations are about the topic, and for me personally, I just think that in fashion specifically, we need to carry ourselves in a manner that that is acceptable, but we need to carry ourselves in a manner that. You need to be presentable at all times. Don't be shy to to dress up for anything, because you never know when the time is right for anything.
Absolutely. Sorry, we didn't even get your name, Colin.
Sorry?
We didn't get your name, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my name is Lahasa.
Lahasa.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your contribution. We agree that, yes, you've got to stand out, but we, as the fashion industry people, also have to find a balance where we are not just, like TG said in the beginning, we're not just around manners, but we've taken it to a whole new level of etiquette, and now
exactly,
we are
absolutely. It's all about how what is given to us as the public, and how we interpret what is being given to us. But now, if you're not giving us anything to work around, then you know, we don't have a lot to be playing around with.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lahasa. Have a lovely
day.
Thank you. We've got another caller as well on the line. Okay. Well,
today seems
yes, I know. Yes, Jacqueline, it's been so nice having you on the show. That was Lahasa, a caller who was just you know, just kind of making a point, and also saying that, you know, we have to dress appropriately and
at all times,
and we have to not be afraid to shine, you know.
Yeah,
I agree that. Also, I don't understand why people say, why are you dressed up? I'm like, dressed up, life, exactly. The day has begun.
Exactly.
And what can you do but to dress up?
It's I stick with having an aesthetic. Have a strong aesthetic that's you, that's your signature, that's always you, you know. So when people see you, they're like, oh, that's Liz, or oh, that is, instead of, you know, only dressing up for certain occasions. What is that?
Wow.
Right. Well, let me just give you really quickly a very quick example. Lady Gaga, as we know, is one of the most outrageous dressers on the planet. Mm-hmm. But if you Google Lady Gaga's interview with Oprah, Lady Gaga did this interview in her childhood home with her mother, speaking to Oprah, and she was not dressed outrageous at all. She was
Absolutely.
Dressed beautifully in this mm-hmm. gorgeous suit. But when Lady Gaga is on stage, she knows she has to be outrageous, over the top, but yet she knew for this interview she had to tone it down. And mm-hmm. so again, even Lady Gaga knows that there's a time and a place to
dress for
certain occasions.
Wow, we've got another caller on the line. Sheppy, hello.
Hello, Sheppy.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? Welcome onto the show.
Thank you.
How can we help you, or how can you contribute to this interesting
topic?
Or
what's your question?
Sorry, come again?
How would you like to contribute to our topic today around fashion etiquette?
About fashion in South Africa.
Fashion etiquette. The fashion etiquette. Our subject matter, the topic.
Honestly, guys, you can ask me any questions. I'll gladly answer them to my best ability.
Oh, did you just want to call us and hang out? Like, I think, Seppi, what we are doing is, we obviously thought that you had a contribution. We are speaking about fashion etiquette, and we obviously have been speaking to the experts and also speaking from a fashion perspective. So I guess we...
Yeah.
Thank you for calling,
thank
you for listening. And, you know, keep your tweets coming, or keep yourself still engaged. But we are still going on with the show. We are going to be right back after the break with a trend report from Nicola Cooper. But thank you for the call, Sheppy.
Download the Cliff Central app. Available now on the Apple App Store and Google Play Store.
I patiently waited for you for 9 months. I would sit in my chair and talk about how I longed to meet you. I knew you'd be the most beautiful baby in the world. I was ready for you, but I wasn't ready for this. If you have a child in need of reconstructive surgery, Smile Foundation can help you. Visit www.smilefoundation.co.za or call us on 0861 276 453.
Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.
Here we are again talking fashion etiquette on Fashion Lab, and we've been joined by some etiquette experts, TD Kobane here, who's with us in studio. We've also been joined by Jacqueline Whitmore, who also just had a chat with us now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go straight to the trend report with Nicola Cooper. But before that, TD, what are just your, you've had this whole conversation, what are your comments so far around you know, just fashion etiquette and dressing and the fact that you want to stand out, but you want to still fit in, but you kind of have to have a balance around it. What is your, what would you tell our listeners? How do you think we could draw this balance?
Firstly, I always say that first impressions are last impression. When people see you, they make that first impression within a few seconds. So I'm being able, when you dress, for example, when I came here this morning, I said, what is my objective today? I know it's a radio interview. Nobody's going to see me. But I know my host dress up. And number two, I'm talking about fashion etiquette.
Yeah.
But I'm also not going to a board meeting or going to a bank, or I'm going to see lawyers.
Yeah.
I'm in an entertainment industry. So,
I like the fact that when we were speaking, Jacqueline, you were speaking about, you know, the traditional that we are as Africa. Do you think there is a big difference between international sense of style and who we are? But that would be right after the trend report. Because I find it so interesting that you mentioned that. I mean, we're very different in our own Africa. Aesthetic and being in Africa.
I'd love to listen to that. Let's plug in Nicola Cooper with the trend report, and then let's continue to see what it is that we also have to do differently based on who we are as a people.
And being in Africa, absolutely.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Nicola.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
We are very good, well. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So I'm going to get straight into the trend report, specifically speaking about how designers at present are starting to steer away from technology at fashion shows, speaking about sort of the etiquettes of fashion weeks, which are coming up fast and furiously in South Africa. So it's quite interesting to see that Massimo Giorgetti, the creative director of MSGM, has actually turned against technology by asking all his buyers and press attending his Milan show not to post images to social media, which is quite an interesting trend that we are seeing with quite a number of international designers. And I'm wondering if it's going to have a ripple effect in South Africa. So according to Women's Wear Daily, the brand's show invitation is going to read, put back your phone and enjoy the show. So for us that attend many fashion weeks and fashion shows, it's quite interesting to see how people use their phones to disperse information and immediate information to Twitter, to Instagram, to Snapchat, and what that does in terms of highlighting the designers and making the designers' work accessible. So what is particularly interesting about this trend is that you will not see the clothing until it is launched in store. Now, I'm wondering what that will do for the designer label, and it's something that I'm hoping, or is specifically a trend that I'm hoping to track along the lines of whether it is actually going to increase or decrease sales. So it's quite an interesting aspect that for many of us who have been attending these events for many years, and most of us are doing sort of a running commentary on social media platforms, that the designers are sort of shying away from it and asking us to focus on the clothing.
Wow. Nicola, it's been interesting, and I'm sure you've also plugged in onto our conversations today as well around all of the things, and just I think the biggest thing is kind of finding a balance with everything.
Yes, I mean, a recent sort of stint at South African Menswear Week, there is certain etiquettes when it comes to attending Fashion Week. And I do have a few sort of do's and don'ts that I'd like to share with you for those of who are in the industry and who are attending shows. One of the do's is the rule of thumb in interviewing designers backstage is to keep it short and sweet so that everyone gets their turn. Mm-hmm. Another don't is don't get caught on camera posing in front of your superior. So it's very important to understand that, you know, in most cases, the people that are sitting front row have earned that place.
Absolutely.
Through hard work.
Absolutely.
And through credibility and social capital. So just from personal experience and a little bit of a personal antidote is that when I attended SA Menswear Week, I arrived to my designated seat and someone was sitting in my seat.
Oh, that's the worst.
I highlighted to the person that they were sitting in my seat, and their response was, you mean your actual seat?
Oh.
And my response was, yes, I mean my actual seat, because if it was any other seat, I'd be sitting elsewhere. To which they responded, I don't know how to read the tickets. So I said, well, first, learn how to read or ask the person who's ushering you to find you your actual seat. Now, for most of us who attend these fashion shows, it is not a jaw, it is a job. We
Absolutely.
Sit front row in order to see the garments, to be analyze every little detail, and to be able to therefore take that information and accumulate it into a trend report or a runway report, or for fashion directors to assume those articles for an editorial.
Absolutely.
We are not just there to be seen. It is our job. So there are certain things such as bringing alcohol into a show, looking at carrying large bags and how you shouldn't bring a large bag because someone will trip over it. Applause at the end of a show, you know, because it is only mannerable to applaud. Also, PR agents, this has been something that's been tackled on social media of late, should not be front of house. The public relations person should be highlighting their brands. Yes, do pay attention, do document, of course, but don't sit on your phone the entire way through a show. Our job is there to observe what is going on. So the idea, I mean, I was attending a show where a gentleman was recording the show, not just on his iPhone or phone, he was doing it on his iPad.
Wow.
Which, as you know, is quite a large device, which was obscuring the view of anyone that was in the front row into seeing what they are there to be seen. Another thing is to be polite, okay? Everyone is there for the same reason. We're all there to work. There's no reason to push and shuffle and try and beat someone into submission, into getting into your seat or getting out of the venue.
Wow.
It's very important for us to look at the clothes and pay respect not only to the designers, but those around you.
Absolutely.
So those are a few do's and don'ts for the upcoming fashion weeks, which I thought I would share with you, as well as the current trend of trying to maintain that balance between documenting it via social media and actually viewing the show and the clothing as a professional, because that is our job.
Wow. Thank you so much, Nicola. Thank you for the trend report. We agree with you. We'll keep all that in mind, and we look forward to chatting with you again next week. That was Nicola with the Trend Report. We are on fashion etiquette. We would love to hear what Echoes from New York has. We'd also love to hear what High Miles Fashion has for us. Titi, what do you think about? I mean, I know that Nicola pushed out a lot of also front row, not front row, Fashion yeah. Week sort of etiquette, which is important.
Which is very important
because
etiquette.
Because people act like, people just need to get like some sort of rule book or some signage.
Yes, people don't understand.
That's up there.
Mm-hmm. What we normally do is we normally, when we have events, so that etiquette is respected, we normally send what we call an aid memo to people. And basically, the aid memo will illustrate or document exactly what the behavioral patterns should be at that particular event.
Wow. Edgy Benson is with us. He's coming in to plug in Echoes from New York. Edgy, hello, how are you?
Hello, Edgy.
Hi, everyone. How are you guys?
We're good, Edgy. How are you
fine,
doing?
Thank you.
I'm good. Sure. It's been a very interesting conversation to listen to.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Well, good afternoon from New York.
Yes.
Yes. In terms of fashion etiquette, well, now it's Fashion Week in New York, so it's a little bit fluid. Everything is fluid right now. But my take on fashion etiquette is, it's just like how politicians say political correctness. I think fashion etiquette means, in a sense, fashion correctness, style correctness, style appropriateness. That's what I would say. But again, style is, fashion gives us this freedom to express ourselves. So what is appropriate, you know, and when and where? So for me, style etiquette or fashion etiquette boils down to a number of things, maybe three things, like what to wear, when. That's the occasions, the seasonality, the appropriateness for an occasion and for the season. I think they both have to be together. And then how to wear it. I mean, how best do you accessorize an outfit for when, you know? And, you know, how to wear it, you know? I mean, with boots, with sandals, with pumps. These are all things that you have to find a way to put together, but they have to be put together in a way that expresses you as a person for the occasion. How do you express yourself, your sense of style for the season and for the occasion? For me, that is fashion etiquette.
Wow.
Wow. Edgy?
Yes.
In terms of what's happening right now, I know we just have like one minute. I mean, but what is the etiquette flow of the Fashion Week this year in New York? And you know, is
how
it a good thing?
Relate?
And how's the flow in terms of, you know, is it up to standard that we know? Just in 60 seconds, because we're out of time.
Well, this is New York. In New York, everything is fluid. Everybody expresses themselves. We don't have a code of conduct, but there's a social language. If you go into a fashion show, we want to see, everybody's out there to see how you dress for the season. But it's about just an individual expression. How do you express yourself in terms of where you are and what the season is? And it's very, very strong. I mean, the coats I'm seeing today in New York are just
wicked.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Wicked. That's the word.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Edgy,
for the feedback. We just want to quickly do a who would you want to dress and why. So just hang on. We're going to start from Warwick on the who would you want to dress and why tip. Can we start with you, Edgy?
Let's start with Edgy since he's in New York. Edgy, like, since you're in New York.
I would love to dress Liz.
Thank you very much. I'm flattered. And why? Thank you.
Why? I would. Well, I would say, I'm going back to what Morwick said, the legs.
Okay, I think let's just go to Tidi. Tidi, who would you want to dress and why?
I think I enjoy dressing myself.
Tidi is very straight up, very honest about it.
Yeah, and the reason why is because I get to choose what I want, the style, the material and everything, but I like to dress myself. Yeah.
Morwick, who would you like to dress?
I would like to dress... this is going to sound so titty. But I want to also try and change my own style, Liz. You know, bring in a little bit more edge to my classic... my classic look that I have going on. You know, that's why I wear a little bit of sneakers now, and I've dropped a little bit of the bow tie and the thing. I mean, I'm because you must still have a strong confidence. So the person that I want to dress, it's me.
I would like to dress South African American actress Charlize Theron, because I think she's so classic, she's so beautiful, and I think that I would love to give her a touch of Liz into her look and feel. Guys, it's been great. Tidi, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me on my Twitter at td182317.
Thank you very much for joining us into the show. It's been so great. We are going to continue to follow you. You said there's an aid memoir that you send out. I want to push that into the fashion industry as well, so that people arrive knowing. Is it called an aid memoir?
Yeah, it's an aid memoir. Yes.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much. This is the Fashion Lab. We are on www.fashionlabafrica.com, and we look forward to seeing your tweets coming in as we talk fashion etiquette later on offline. Peace and love.
Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.
Fashion Lab on cliffcentral.com.